He made his way calmly down the runner of royal blue carpet, and his eyes were busy. Charlian's chair was just too simple to call a throne, but a small platform elevated it just enough to make it clear this was a crowned head of state, even if she had chosen to receive him rather informally. Baron Greenmountain stood beside her, watching alertly as Grey Harbor approached. Then Charlian frowned. "My lord," she said before he could speak, her voice less musical and considerably sharper than it had been, "I gave strict instructions that you were to be permitted your weapons for this meeting."
"I realize that, Your Majesty."
Grey Harbor stopped in front of her and bowed, then straightened.
"I deeply appreciate your graciousness in that regard, too. However, when I arrived here, I could tell your guardsmen were uneasy. They couldn't possibly have been more courteous, and neither of them gave any sign, by word or deed, that they intended to disobey your instructions," he hastened to add. "But I felt it would have been churlish on my part to cause them distress. Their devotion to you was readily apparent, I've seen its like before, and I chose to offer them my weapons, even though they hadn't requested it."
"I see." Charlian sat back in her chair, gazing at him thoughtfully, then smiled slightly. "That was a gracious gesture on your part," she observed, "and if, in fact, no insult was offered to you, then, on behalf of my guardsmen, who are, as you observed, devoted to me, I thank you." Grey Harbor bowed again, and Charlian glanced at Greenmountain for a moment. Then she returned her attention to the Carisian. "I trust you'll understand, my lord, that Baron Greenmountain and I must view your presence here with mixed emotions. While I'm deeply grateful for the return of my ships and sailors, for the honorable treatment they were given as Karis's prisoners, and for your king's decision against seeking any sort of reparations, I'm also aware that all his decisions were made with a full awareness of their practical consequences, particularly, shall we say, where the demands and suspicions of certain rather insistent Knights of the Temple Lands are concerned." She smiled tightly as she acknowledged openly for the first time that the group of four had compelled her to join Karis's enemies, and Grey Harbor smiled back.
"It pains me to say it, Your Majesty," he said, "but honesty compels me to admit that His Majesty thought about that rather carefully before he returned your vessels. Indeed, he was fully aware that it would have the consequences you've just mentioned. It may have been ungallant of him to put you in that position, but it's also true that when he made the decision, you were part of an alliance which had attacked his kingdom without warning or provocation, and," he looked her squarely in the eye, his smile fading, "killed his father."
Charlian's face tightened, not with anger, although Grey Harbor saw anger in it, but in pain. The pain of memory at his oblique reminder of how her own father had died in battle against pirates, subsidized by Hector of Coruscant when she was still a girl.
"Nonetheless," he continued, "it is, as I'm certain Sir Samuel has made clear, His Majesty's earnest desire to see Chisholm as a friend and an ally, rather than a foe. Your realm and his have much in common, and little cause for enmity, beyond the machinations and demands of those who are the natural enemies of both. To speak frankly, both His Majesty and Your Majesty have ample reasons to hate Hector of Coruscant and to regard him as a mortal threat to your own security. And to speak even more frankly," he looked into her eyes once more, "Grand Inquisitor Clinton regards both Karis and Chisholm with deep suspicion and distrust. If Karis is destroyed for no better reason than the arrogance, bigotry, and blind intolerance of the so-called Group of Four, then it can only be a matter of time before Chisholm follows."
Charlian's tight expression smoothed into total non-expression as Grey Harbor took her own open acknowledgement of how she had been compelled to join with Hector to an entirely new level.